Just a few examples of the berachot that we make on different items that have smells to them. So the Ben Ish Chai gives three basic rules in order to classify something as borei atzeh b'samim. And he says, kol she'akelach shelo kasher. Number one, if it has a stalk that's hard, v'nishar akelach mishana l'shana, and you don't have to replant it every year, it grows by itself every year, ve'en alav yotzin misharashav, and the leaves don't come from the roots, but they come actually from the stalk or the actual wood itself, so then already that's considered atzeh b'samim. That would be considered, for example, if there was a rose that had a smell to it, so the berakha would be borei atzeh b'samim. For that matter, any flower, like a gardenia, also the berakha would be borei atzeh b'samim. However, also, for example, what they call the cloves, which is the little black spice that they have, and it has a smell to it, the Ben Ish Chai holds that the custom was to make also on that borei atzeh b'samim, as opposed to something like a na'na, the mint, which is doesn't have a hard stalk, it's an herb, it's soft. On those items, we would make borei hisbeh b'samim. It's more of a grass or an herb than it is atzeh. And you have to be careful not to make a mistake on these berachot. It's interesting to note that on the liquid that comes out of any of these items has the same beracha as the item itself. For example, the rose water, which they call the mezahar, if it comes out of the rose and it's pure, so the beracha would be also borei atzeh b'samim, even though it's a liquid. Doesn't matter, it has the din of the actual item itself. Also, interestingly enough, if somebody by mistake would make shehakol niyamet baro on the besamim and smell it, he would be yotzei yedei chova as well. Last but not least, a question came up where there was a bunch of besamim all bundled up on the table in the Bet Knesset. You had atzez, you had esbez, everything was combined. And when you smell it, you're actually getting a combination of all the smells. You can't discern each one separately. In that case, the Ben Ish Chai says, when you have a group of besamim, and now it's creating a new smell that you can't discern each one separately, then you should make borei mineh besamim to cover yourself on all of them. However, if you had different bunches of besamim, so then of course each one you could make separately. Aseh and Asbeh, each one accordingly.